Blog Talk Radio.
Presence can be felt by those who have followed the epic saga as told by the insane clown posse. It is a presence that is synonymous with the crumbling of time itself. Thus emerges a being so powerful that he can exist between both the land of the living and that of the dead. He goes by many names, but is known to the living only as the Wraith. Walks upon worlds forgotten and descends from heavens faded to gray to witness the death of all mortal things so that he may guide the departed upon the path that they have chosen. Shangri-La. Here is the story of the path to Shangri-La, the Six Jokers card. Only now will we truly understand the meaning of the saga, for this saga all along, each Joker's card is actually none other than the echo of our lives.
Hurry up! Go front! I can't believe they're still having it! I better get my butt in there right now!
Ladies and gentlemen! Welcome to the sensational and amazing Carnival of Carnage! They've done it! Just
dark and wicked, this way comes. We told of oddities crawling from the dark, and a carnival which weakened all the law. I dwell upon the street, and I can tell you this, I see some circus juggalo shit going on. People drawn together by rare and scrubby music, and we even gather once a year to put it down.
Don't understand.
I send bagels via punching clear across the stadium in fashion only fucking juggalos could ever demand. I got ninjas in my backyard wearing anybody killer paint. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
Then I see the platinum on the wall and I realize the carnival's been right here all along. So let's bring it on.
Through the night. Whoop, whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers?
Welcome to Shangri-La Night. As part of the countdown to Juggalo Day.
So,
as you already heard, walking to thy light. This is just me right now, but we're going another trek. And I say, murder rap, motherfuckers. Whoop, whoop.
The mic I hold, I make sure my beats are loud and bold and cold. Violent J is the name that I go by. Waking up in front of my hands and I don't know why. You motherfuckers trying to get in my path. Don't be surprised when you get a shotgun up your ass. Instigators, I got one for that ass too. I'm gonna hang you from a street light mangled in blue. Ooh, you want my shit like a fiend on coke. But if you say the wrong thing, I'll put a slit in your throat. So, it's not the answer, no. I'm not a dancer, no. I'm not a hero or zero, but I call myself a juggalo. And this is not a demo. ICP above the law, we let it go.
Loud like words of verbs and adjectives that give the scrubs a chance to live. Now who's first, second, or third? Now he said, she said, fuck whatever you heard. When you live like that, your life is mangled. In other words, your neck is all tangled up. I ain't a hoe, I always go for mine. I was hard as hard from the start, but you can always
I'm jumping in the pit and I'm getting loose. Cause I'm taking out people causing bodily harm. Making moves to improve the dark carnival brainstorm.
I'm not inferior, not taking no shit. Last kid that tried to deck me got his fucking neck split.
Power's my name, the clown be insane.
And if we get the panic, we all gonna be
okay.
We are back. Up next, get your wicked on.
I punch bitches in the face, titty.
He does.
I got warrants in like 8 cities.
He does.
I like to murder those brute folk,
yeah. He does.
I swing quick and leave a motherfucker store hanging open. I drink the blood of a street rat.
He does.
German Knox boogie, where the weed at?
Yeah.
I got 18 plus speed with a plus 2 dagger from the tomb. A hole is D&D. Up for like 11
we
hours.
We the wickedest, believe that.
We do. Stevie Wonderbar can see that.
Yeah, he do. Uh-huh.
We'll rip your head off
and swing it by the hair
until we get blood everywhere.
Motherfucker, get your wicked on.
Territory, I can make a fist with your neck in it.
He can.
I need my medication every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I store dead bodies all up under my house, and every night I hear them running their mouths and getting wicked on me.
I'm a black heart.
We do clown rum juggalos first.
They do red and black skull caps everywhere
with a fresh face paint contact and a twist in hair.
We find peace at the graveyard.
We do me in the ring sitting play cards.
We do so move out of the way
and get out of my.
Your head in half, motherfucker.
And And we're back. And I think, let's see, up next with the play for y'all motherfuckers. How about birthday bitches? Oh, yeah, by the way, if I forgot to mention, I'm your host, Tavit, co-host Ghetto G. Gabby joins very shortly. I'm not sure if I even mentioned this already. I'm fucking out of my mind. I'm tired of all fucking shit. But here we go, birthday bitches.
Hanging next to my nuts. Now when I'm swinging on my head, shit, if they hit you with cuss, don't make me chop your head in half and smack the side with the cheek. Because I haven't had my mellow rolling almost a week. Your fucking mama brought me here to entertain your ass. So no matter what I'm doing, I expect it to last. Now when you see me do a trick, and even if it isn't funny, give me props. Unless you want your little necks bloody, I could probably do a cartwheel or something if you move the couch. But that ain't what I'm fucking about. I can sew your mouth shut and pump air and through your nose and fucking pop your head. But we get blood on our clothes. Look, I'm a wicked clown, I ain't no fucking superhero. Ain't that big and scary though, I fly like little Rey Mysterio. I'm quick to beat down all you little bitches right in front of your mom. And if the bitch gets heated, tell her bring it on.
And we're back. Up next, let's see what to give y'all. How about we go a little blam? Woo woo.
Story time, bitch! All across the East Side!
What?
I'll represent Del Rey!
No?
No, sir!
This is the end of mine.
You're the lucky one.
She died and left behind an ancient piece of time. I didn't know what.
Bitch, 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 b
cracking. What up, Ghetto?
What's up, Father Havoc?
How much there, what the fuck am I going to call you, Altar Boy Ghetto G?
Have I made it into heaven?
No, unfortunately not yet.
How much do I got to pay you to make it into heaven?
Well, until that fucking Kira Sakura bitch goes the fuck away, I don't think anybody's going to heaven.
What does that thing have to do with me?
I'm going to say it, until she dies, no one goes to heaven. We're all fucking hell.
Well, that could be solved very easily. Find her, kill her, and it's over.
True. We definitely need to do this. But we need to kill her.
In the name of God, of course.
Well, you can kill her in the name of God. I'll kill her in the name of Satan. And
man, you're really ruining this heaven moment here on Shangri-La. You piece of shit. Don't you know that we're in heaven right now? Last month we were in hell, Havoc. Get your shit together.
Oh, bud. Yeah, well, you know, maybe heaven might have better spellers than half the people in these fucking groups. I mean, for fuck's sake, Hitler couldn't even fucking speak English, but yet he could spell better than half these motherfuckers.
You know that there's a difference between speaking and typing, right?
Well, consider the fact that I don't think they had computers back then. They only had the fuck little things, Morse code.
Man, ain't nobody no fucking Morse code. The fuck?
Well, either way, more than likely, you know, if he was still alive today, he would probably be a better fucking speller than these morons of these groups.
Yeah. Like those people that are all handicapped and shit with them computers and shit have to press to talk. They're better spellers than people that can talk in.
Oh, man, so true.
Now, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. I swear, morons are retarded. Okay, well,
I swear morons are retarded. Wow. It's a great statement.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of gave up on waiting for that motherfucker to make me an admin so I could just start deleting motherfuckers. I'm like, fuck it.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh, because that dude's never going to be online, ever.
Okay.
Oh, fuck it.
So is anybody here?
Nope.
Of course not.
They all like the link, the picture. Then they just chose on to win. Well, Ghetto Man, so how'd you feel about seeing the rematch again?
How did I feel about rematch SmackDown before rematch Battleground?
Yep.
I wasn't too thrilled.
Yeah, having to see fucking Ziggler versus Del Rio again.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, make it stop.
Yeah. I mean, at least the fucking Battleground are giving us the new Ziggler versus Sandow.
Well, we had to see the same match with the RMB again, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm getting to that match right now.
So apparently Bray Wyatt was talking about something about doing something on the Sabbath. So I think they're going to show up at Battleground and do something.
Maybe to bring back Kane as part of the Wyatt family.
Well, then why would he keep coming out and talking to fucking Kofi Kingston?
I have no idea. Why does anybody talk to Kofi Kingston? He's a fake.
He beat Big E tonight, though.
Yeah, but he's still fake.
In a, like, 5-second match.
Oh. Yeah, still fake.
So what they're doing with the Big Show, man, why don't they just have him fight the whole locker room?
Yeah, right.
4-on-1, why don't you just send out the rest of the locker room?
Yeah. I mean, you know, at least that way, you know, he'd have a fighting chance.
I mean, even those four men, they couldn't beat him, man, because they're just, you know, potentially going to get disqualified anyway. But, like, you have four people, man. You don't plan on pinning them and show that you'd actually beat the Big Show?
Of course not. That's not the way the Shield does it.
That's what happens in every handicap match.
Yeah. I mean, come on, the 11-man tag handicap match on 3 handicap match was better than that one.
Ole.
Primo.
Yeah. Now they got that midget jumping around, man, and flying all over the place.
Man, I didn't think fucking Bulls flew.
Well, now they do. Took out 3MB.
Oh, man. Primo and Epico, stop playing with your ball and go fucking fuck up 3MB. I've come to the conclusion JBL should never sing ever. He sucks.
I don't think he's trying to be good.
I don't think he'd be good either way. Even if he was trying.
I don't
know. Anyways. It's time for Hell's Forecast.
We gon' always be sick. Some of y'all not gonna make it to Shangri-La. Some of y'all gonna be waking up on some whole other shit.
Something had woke me, a thump on my roof that was followed by crashing more thumping. And soon I jumped out of my bed thinking I'd been invaded. Heard smashing, more pounding, that sound escalated. Looked out of my window, blood dripped down the glass. I see bodies lay twisted and mangled on grass.
I ran into the main room and Shaggy was dead. So was Nate, the Mac jumped steady and ABK
bolted out of the house to see if it's a joke. I heard hundreds of car alarms, saw flames and smoke. And the sky above red, I see dead bodies falling. It's raining with corpses and blood is upon me.
I hope I never see what
bodies all lay naked and mangled, most withered for days.
I found safety, a shelter, I'm under a tree. Only fingers and organs come falling on me. I lay sleepless for days as the raining continued, the heat of the sun baking corpses like oats. And it finally stopped, I walked knee-deep in blood over piles of bodies through what was my hood. It was right at that moment the wraith had appeared, and the message it left me might sound kind of weird, but take all that I'm seeing in opposite that truth is I'm the one dead, and this is my hell's
Y'all, it's the Rude Boy.
And we're back.
I know y'all ain't in right now. Oh. A host can't be falling asleep all the time.
I ain't falling asleep to it. Word yet. Ring, ding, ding. These people are retarded.
What?
Somebody up in that group said ring, ding, ding. So I said these people are retarded.
So while you're at it, why don't you just go in and play that Juggalo Homies, man?
Sounds good.
I know y'all ain't in, but I just want to let y'all know something. Y'all know I love you. Y'all know you're my homies. And, alright, we'll talk later. Peace.
Ask you this about this life we live, and let me try to swerve some of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over Hampton. And if they really miss you so much, why don't they just call and talk? If you wasn't blood, would you still have love? Or in fact, does the blood make you think you have to love? Look, I probably love my family more than anybody here, but my homies are family too. Third cousins, get out of here. Who was you with when you got tattooed? And who was you tripping with when you did it mushrooms? And who the fuck threw up all over your car and then felt worse than about the shit in the morning?
Who loaned your money, homie? Who owes your cash? Who taught you how to use a bomb for the grab? I don't know much, but I gotta assume that when you hit your first net, your homies was
in. What you talking about? Or fucking flipping fries. And you got this boss who thinks he's a Don Mega because he's the head manager, Chief Kelly Fry. All you can vision is y'all beating him down, your homie standing on his back while you're kicking his head around. But responsibility is there, I can't lie, though I'd have been plucked his fucking eyeball out with a chicken bone. I'm crazy as fuck, I'll rip your piercings off, and now my homies are holding me back so I don't look off.
Well,
stuck
the
car,
who did you get? And when you got color, who'd you blame this shit? That's the one to scratch your balls.
Oh,
homies, I'm talking about the you we
know.
One of us, you better step to the whole crew. I never knew that I could depend, that I can have some friends that's down to the very end. Well, that's my homeboys, excuse me, my family. And when we conquer the world, we macking on the galaxy. Cause sky's the limit and we ain't finishing. If my homies gon' ride, then you know I'm with it. Pup
it and pass it, and I give it to my homies, y'all. Hit it and quit it, then I give it to my homies, y'all. I got the world around my finger with my homies, y'all, and everything is obsolete unless I hear my homies call. We worldwide, we're homies across the planet, sticking together like zippers on a Michael Jackson beanie jacket. They got my back like a tap, for that I love y'all. Hanging till we old and gray like grandpa.
Gentlemen, have you ever noticed that Tensai has a creepy smile?
Who?
Tensai.
Tensai?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you looking at him smiling?
Oh, because they just showed that whole breast cancer awareness thing. And, like, right behind the Village Ones, all you see is fucking Tensai with a fucking creepy-looking smile on his face.
Oh.
It's the fucking... It almost looks like the smile of a rapist.
The fuck?
True. So weird and creepy. But then you see AJ Lee in black and white, and it makes things all better.
If you say so.
So, who do you want to see win the Divas match? AJ or Brie?
AJ.
Now, if you had to choose, which would you decide to fix, the left or the right on Oksana?
The right one.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, even them all out.
I don't know which one is the smaller one.
Let's find out. I think it's the left one.
Yeah. AJ said that the doctor was going to spank Brie Bella. Like, was that supposed to be an insult? Like, she probably liked that. Talking about having a goat face kid. And the doctor wouldn't spank the baby. He'd spank her. I don't see how anybody loses there.
Yeah, no, right? I mean, you know, I mean, the doctor gets to feel up a fucking diva, and Brie gets to get spanked by a doctor.
Exactly.
I mean, shit, man. I would love to be the doctor that spanks Brie. Hell then.
See that? This right here, man. This dude's a complete hater. but people will believe him because he starts out with whoop whoop.
Who the fuck is that?
Saying whoop whoop, sucking cock on a vlog, get at me. Now people aren't going to even think anything of that because it says a whoop whoop in it.
I'm making up new words and new initials.
What?
I said people need to stop making new initials for shit. I'm fucking banging on the keyboard. Whenever Mooney what me do it, goes, my little bro, Facebook working, he a new low, so y'all twisted let's show him some MTCL. Much love for life, little bro, Kane Tanner. I'm glad I brought you to our Twisted Clown family. I know you're going to love our Twisted lifestyle because you're pretty twisted yourself. Whoop, whoop. MTCO.
Shit like this. I want to be pregnant so bad. Who the fuck puts a status like that? These damn
oh,
little
go.
Girls.
Oh, man.
I want to be pregnant so bad.
Getting added.
What?
I said Goa's getting added. Julie Kitchell, you ugly looking bitch. Go the fuck away. Now, who the fuck said that they want to be pregnant to them, bud?
Little girls.
Well, I kind of figured that one.
So, what are we listening to next?
I think up next. We're gonna go with cotton candy popsicles.
Go step to them bitches over there.
Fuck that. You gonna slap me them bitches.
Go on.
Man, look out.
Little wobble, bumblebee. I'm Violet J. Nice to meet you. Hop and jump the cherry bomb.
Cherry syrup on ice.
Yo, what you say? I buy you some. What's your name, bitch? Where you from?
Your butt a couple smacks. Once you have
just dick.
Sister, can I offer you some
dick?
I don't wanna want a watermelon cherry, baby. I don't wanna chop a can of cherry, baby. I don't wanna blue banana cherry, baby. I don't wanna make woo-woo. Crack, yeah.
Plastic.
I don't wanna lemon cherry, cherry, baby. I don't wanna chop a can of cherry, baby. I don't wanna throw another furry, baby. I wanna make
say what?
Crack, yeah.
Plastic.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Get busy at this brother.
I don't wanna want a man, Gary, baby. I don't wanna stop a man, Gary, baby. I don't wanna put a man, Gary, baby. I don't wanna run a man, Gary, baby. I don't wanna stop a man, Gary, baby. I don't wanna take another party, baby.
Man, 2K must be fucking running out of ideas.
What?
I said 2K must be running out of fucking ideas.
Why is that?
Well, if you notice, the cover for WWE 2K14 and then NBA 2K14... they both have the same background.
Oh, well.
I got to say, they must be running out of ideas.
I guess so. They probably put that out there for all the new games they're going to be putting out.
God, I hope not. I just noticed that shit, like, what the fuck?
I did not notice that, because I don't give a shit about that basketball game.
Oh, I don't either. The fact that I just saw that shit pop up on, sufficient.
Although I do feel accomplished with Facebook, though. They actually removed something I reported.
And what did you report and what did they remove?
A post by one of them idiots in that group. Yeah, now they got even more people in there. They got Jason Voorhees in there fighting with them.
Jason's gonna kill you.
No, no. Jason's gonna kill all the juggalos, apparently.
One of these dumbasses realized Jason Voorhees is a juggalo.
Not this one.
Apparently, Crystal Rogers likes anal secretions.
Yeah, that's one of them haters, too.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh. Damn.
You obviously don't pay close attention to what people say.
All I saw was that the only post I saw from her was anal secretion.
Well, she also commented on other posts with all them idiots.
Ah.
Yeah, and that dumb bitch in there, man, she's like, I got a real life instead of saying whoop whoop or some shit. What's your real life? Sitting on the computer fighting with everybody in groups? That's a great life. I wish I had that life.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, this motherfucker is definitely a fucking troll up in here. Grim Reap. Ha ha. There sure is a lot of single jug of people. Dating tip of the day. Take off the makeup and quit listening to horrible music.
Oh, and I would like to point out to people that are hating also have things such as Swag on their pages and Lil Wayne on their pages.
Yeah, they're trying to make Nicki Minaj into a juggalette.
That's an actual picture, though. But it's not for that reason. See what you can find on Google? Oh, and I think actually somebody took that bitch's picture and then they put like some type of face paint on it, calling it fan art. So, like, while they were trolling them, they trolled them right back.
Oh, man, it just went to hell up, a heartbeat up in this shit.
Yeah, the floodgates open. You let one more on in there. And then they added, like, 500 of their friends.
Yeah, right? But
I'm really not quite sure what they look to accomplish, though.
Savvy kills kitties. That is absolutely I'm gonna say absolutely stupid.
Teenage girl, man. What the hell do you want?
True, but she goes, I don't know why boys always want to see boobs. It's just boobs. It won't make a magic trick.
It won't make a magic trick.
Yeah. There we go. Marley Greenthumb decided to fill her in. As a man, let me fill you in. Yes, all men want to see boobs. They do magic tricks, flash your boobs, and a man's wallet opens up and the cash disappears. And our rule is, if you see one set of boobs, you want to see the rest. In my opinion, any set that's under 18 can get you 30 years, so I don't want to see them until 18 or older. But remember, if you have naked on Facebook, creeps are gonna creep.
Boobs do magic tricks.
Yeah, I mean, shit, but even James King said, they do magic tricks like they make my face disappear somewhere inside.
They make your money disappear, make your face disappear, put the people in jail.
Oh, man, people are just stupid. She goes, oh, well, I'm 16. Teen. Again,
oh,
she put a teen
sake.
After 16.
Fucking Echo.
I respect myself too much that I would, I ain't. Bitch, you learn how to spell, show you my fucking boobs, cuss. First, I'm not a slut. Second, I'm not like that. So why would I show my boobs to people that can blackmail me and send it to everyone and get bullied? Like Amanda Todd. No, I don't think Amanda Todd got bullied for showing her tits, but okay. I mean, it goes...
She got bullied for being a fucking dumb slut. It's what she got bullied for. And then cried about it because she got caught.
Exactly. Bud. Renee Harold. Those. I'm truly shocked that I'm still single. Ain't there any low that wants me? No. You ugly.
Damn.
Oh, it's true. You're ugly. I know I don't want her.
I'm sure she is ugly. I mean, most of that group is. Even the people that are hating.
Yeah. Let's see. I think it's funny how that Crystal Rogers is dragging fucking Laura Jean Julian into the fucking shit.
No, man. I hope that girl whoops that girl's ass.
Oh, bud.
Go ahead and play Ain't Your Business.
Sounds like a plan.
Ground like glaze. Ain't your business, don't get mad.
running with the fucking hatchet. Violent J, the juggler, and Shaggy, the Southwest Strangler, allegedly. Collectively known as
the Super Villain!
Superflex, jet, super sex. The boogeyman bustin' double duke next. Get wet, the super villain's clock super checks. The juggalo and me, I break the bank and you're
it's
super.
It's the juggler, juggling, juggalo, suckling, suckalo, scrub ninja. I'm on the back on my axe, I keep with me, sneak with, I creep with, never skulls and sleep with.
The Southwest Strangler, super flex. Some bitch through the limo window, super stretch. Now I wonder, should I shoot your next? With the super soaker, get your soaker.
Juggalo Lee, I'm a super villain. I'm swinging my swords and I'm all up on the ceiling. I'm a ninja, throw drop, kick shop, next like that. Who stab you, grab, have at you.
Super villains, making a superhero killing. Fuck your feelings, ready and willing. Any day I can blow. Insane monkey like Mojo Jojo.
To the sins, don't talk to the FBI. That killer with the shank to your neck, B.I. I'm quick to bag the diamond, stab it. Love that man, but Robin's a faggot.
And we're back. So, Gail, man, did you know that they had a poll up on the WWF? And the poll is, how should Kofi Kingston prepare to face Bray Wyatt at WWE Battleground? They have four choices. First choice, a horror movie.
Just, how do you just say there's four choices and just start laughing? And that's it.
Okay, choice number one, a horror movie marathon.
The fuck does that mean?
I have no clue. Choice number two, give up sleeping for two nights. Choice number three, throw eyes in the back of his head. And choice number four, visit a petting zoo and stare down a sheep.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Funny enough, that's actually the one I chose.
What the hell kind of choices are those?
I guess those are the choices he had to choose for Kofi Kingston and prepare for his match with Bray Wyatt.
Man, I thought these were match stipulations.
Nah, man. Poll says, how should Kofi Kingston prepare to face Bray Wyatt at WWE Battleground? Like I said, choice number one, a horror movie marathon. Choice number two, give up sleeping for two nights. Choice number three, grow eyes in the back of his head. And like I said, choice number four is what I chose. Visit a petting zoo and stare down a sheep.
Man, you got your boy Boone in here fighting.
Now who's he fighting with?
And the old juggalos, Chad. Screaming about how people always talking about killing themselves and shit. And then he got into it with a bunch of people that decided to comment.
Oh, bud. That's just funny. Oh, Boone's the one who decided to start it. Not only for once, it wasn't me. I started a fight with people. Is the fact that Josh Collins goes, JR, I was saying my piece. You calling family dumbasses for being oppressed. Never called anybody a dumbass in that entire fucking status. It's funny how
every fucking bitches. Every fucking picture I fucking click on, man, bitches got their fucking tongue sticking out. What the hell?
Well, they're bitchers. Amanda Tizzard goes. So I still have to laugh at some people. Quote, we are a family. Look out for each other, unquote. Honestly, all I see is bitching and backstabbing. Some people turn to the page because they have no blood they can turn to, or they are at a fucked up place in life. Instead of being judgmental dicks, try and help them out or keep scrolling by. Most people I see on this page is fam bitching about or another family member post. It's getting beyond fucked up. Some people need to step back and think of what the fam is supposed to be. Sorry, I had to say it. Well, and then Renee Davis, the queen of the Respect Squad. You know, you're a real piece of shit. To the real family who need help, join my group, True Low and Let Love You. Won't find motherfuckers like this. Fake bitch made fuck. Oh, fake bitch. Yeah, fake bitch made fuck.
Yeah.
Josh Collins. Goes, attention or not. If someone's trying to, someone's reaching out, especially to family, then maybe they are trying to keep themselves from doing it. I attempted suicide multiple times and didn't say to day one, but when I did reach out, it was because my mind was pushing me to that point. I wanted to keep it from happening, plain and simple. Emo, suicidal, whatever. You shouldn't turn your back on family regardless. Maybe you can keep yourself from doing that, but some people can't help it, and they fight and fight. And sometimes just reach a hand out for help. Grab their hand and help, or ignore it. But straight calling them it like this isn't fucking family. Well, Boone's got a point. Too many motherfucking emos have been there fucking saying they want to die, want to be killed, and all that blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Let's see here. What would be perfect for this? You know what? I think the perfect track for this, Crossing the Bridge.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Yay, we're back.
Yay.
This is usually where you tell us a story.
Right now I'm kind of busy reading the stories and watching the fights between Boone and everybody else up in that fucking status. It's kind of funny. Someone stole my idea. What the fuck? James G. Whipley. Whipley. Whelpley? What the fuck your last name is? Posted up this fucking suicide hotline on Boone status. I definitely should. Just to piss people off. Because I know fucking Boone is going to end up liking it anyways.
Yeah. He gets off on being an asshole.
Yeah, I know, right? So I think it's funny, man. After all these years, I finally just started getting into that show Bones. Like, what the fuck?
I don't fucking know.
No, it's definitely a good show, though, man.
Yeah, I'll probably never watch that. But I did like the movie called Bones with Snoop Dogg, though.
Cloaked in chocolate. Here we know. There's a track called Suicide by a Bitch Named Killer C. That will never ever get played. Ever.
Jeez.
Because it's by Killer C. I think it's funny how Luke Ada Wicked 420 goes and he comments on fucking on Suicide by Zogan and goes, dude kind of sounds like Violent J, eh? Well, no shit. Are they on this track?
On what song?
Suicide. Doug Island?
It's not Violent J. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I think there is a... I think there is a part in there where Von J's on it. Okay, yeah, never mind. It ain't Von J.
No shit.
Well, but I mean, you know, he does sound like Von J a little bit.
Because Violent J wrote that record too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not Violentino. Violent J's on the other track that somebody posted.
Oh, well, yeah. Once 1 o'clock comes around, man, my ass is passing out for work.
You did that yesterday, too. And the day before that. So why should today be any different?
Because I gotta be at work for 9 o'clock this morning. Ooh, I got my birthday off. Which is good. There ain't no way how I'm working on my birthday.
Yeah. Heaven forbid you work on a Thursday, Friday.
That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't want to work.
Can't miss that TNA.
Yeah, man. That TNA is going to be my birthday present to myself.
I know it is. You ain't going to lie.
There again, I mean, think about it, man. You know, who the fuck wants to work on their birthday?
People that don't give a shit about their birthday.
Yeah. Like midgets.
Like midgets?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Here's your opportunity. Play birthday, bitches.
I did that already.
How the fuck did you play all these songs within, like, 12 minutes of the show?
Well, since you were here, I just went straight from track to track to track.
How many fucking songs could you play in 12 minutes?
Oh. The intro to this show was Walking to the Light. Then after that, I followed it up with Murder Rap, Get Your Wicked On, Blam, and Birthday Bitches.
Man, I was here when you were playing Blam. You didn't play no Birthday Bitches after that.
Well, Birthday Bitches was before Blam. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, Get Your Wicked On is only like fucking a minute long. Murder Rap's like 2 minutes longer than Birthday Bitches is a minute long.
What the fuck is left?
Welcome to the show. It Rains Diamonds by Staleness. We Belong by Raven's Mirror. By Wraith and Thy Unveiling. And Thy Staleness.
Play We Belong.
That was good.
Feeling like you don't belong, like you the only other. But some of us scrubs got it worse than you. Now homies to call line up who to belong to. Some of us have fucked on the bullshit and dropped out. Some of us stood up to fight but got knocked out. Some of us like to cuss and don't like your format. We like the wicked shit we chose not to ignore.
Some of us be coming out of more than a broken home.
Some of us be living out of our cars and carry on. Some of us eat a bunch of sweets as a real apartment and make you take off your shoes on our carpet. Some of us around parole and can't leave the state. And some are dead and gone. My homie Blaze can relate. And some can't afford a free phone call.
But some of us are equal assault.
Think about that.
We belong. We belong.
Cars that fail to
coexist. Some of us have profiles, nobody else fits. And some ain't got time for the monks in Tibet, because my own kids are hungry and they're looking at me for shit.
Some of us are drug paraphernalia materials, and some of us have incurable sexual venereals, and some of us have dreams of being a star.
And most won't make it that far,
but it's all good.
Some of us can't afford the coolest shoes. Some of us gives a fuck of popularity choose. Some bitches TV dance cause their babies are crying. Others say they dancing for college and know that they lie. Some of us are in love with people who ain't ours. Some of us don't give up and tell them behind bars. And some of us must have been born to take the fall,
but then some of us is equal to Saul
and a witch.
Come on, here, we belong.
You know, speaking of midgets, what I don't get is, how the fuck is it two grown men, a.k.a. Heath Slater and Jinder Mahal, were taken down by midgets so damn easily?
Because that's part of the show, Havoc.
Oh, still. I'm pretty sure if this is real life, and a midget tried jumping at him, the midget would probably get caught. And then throw into a window.
Yeah, because there's so many windows around the ring, right?
Well, I say in real life, not in the ring.
So are you saying midgets attack people on the street?
Yeah, they probably do. Getting tattoos. You agree, Giddle G?
What?
I'm gonna get some really weird tattoos.
No shit.
This would be a bitch to get covered up.
Man, wasn't I already on a show or something?
Huh? I don't think that one was on a show.
Wow, look at that. George Clooney is trending right now. Who gives a fuck? See that, man?
Oh.
I won't join Twitter, so they're bringing Twitter to me.
Yeah, well, funny thing is, on your side, fucking George Clooney. On my side, trending right now, Godzilla, DARPA, and Wayne, Nebraska.
The fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
Godzilla. Must be a lot of Asians on right now.
Must be.
Godzilla! So are they still afraid of Godzilla?
I don't know. Let's dress you up as Godzilla and send you to Tokyo, see what happens.
Wasn't I already done in, like, Jackass?
Well, Probably was.
I don't know, something like it. Where they had Wee Man in that giant cone.
Yeah, being a cone, being one of the cone men from that movie Cone Man or whatever the fuck it was.
No, I mean literally inside of a giant cone.
Oh, yeah. What about that? What should we play next for motherfuckers? By the motherfuckers.
You mean for us?
Yeah. How about It's Raining Diamonds?
With fame, a bitch slap the sound out your name. They'll call you cause you're not here. Bitch slapped out the stratosphere. Mike P did the track. He bitch slapped. Pop format straight to the back.
Don't let me show up on TRL. I'm bitch slapping everybody to hell. I'm down with the club, east side till I'm gone. Yeah, everybody singing that Southwest song.
I bitch slap rings off every day.
Every
I bitch slap old ladies out of my way.
Out of my way.
Southwest side. Bitch slap capital. Every bitch made motherfucker smack
for my bitch slap victims. I don't care. I bitch slap cowlicks into your hair. Fago in a pillowcase, don't manage. I bitch slap your head, brain damage.
I bitch slap cheek spread, hands off. I've been known to slap a motherfucker pants off. I bitch slap planes out of the sky. I bitch slap truth out of a lie. Call me Shaggy, Spy McSlapboard. I bitch slap motherfuckers galore. Say we fake, I wanna test the rap. Step your ass on up and get bitch slapped.
What do you call a crew that be smacking like that? Insane clown, smack your ass to the back.
Speaking of smacking, it's making me sick.
Everybody's talking that smacking shit.
Saying they smacking with the ICP.
Just cause I am, they wanna be like me.
Talking that shit, you need to leave the place. Knowing you ain't never even smacked the face. Claiming our shit, that's our shit. You crash, motherfucker. We about to smack your ass.
And we're back. TVs.
No.
Oh shit! Going to my neighborhood, you be hearing them. You hear them every single night.
There's a few of them around here too.
Yeah, it's annoying as fuck, ain't it?
No, what's really annoying is the people that drive their cars around and speed off and, you know, try to leave tire marks all the time.
Well, that too.
Peeling out and shit, that's annoying.
Yeah. But I would just, like, I would love to fucking find, like, a fucking large-ass fucking stick. Or even a branch. It just fucking, as ATV's coming through, fucking just blows on their ass with the fucking stick.
Or you could use your arm.
Yeah. Or I could pull a Roman Reigns and spear him off the fucking thing.
Yeah, I wanna see that.
You know, I think it's funny how people just keep giving in to these goddamn trolls. I mean, I think a lot of people are right. If we, you know, ignore them, they'll just, you know, go away.
Wow. Took you that long to realize it.
I've known this. Just think about it, man. I mean, come on. If you remember the episode where we had nothing but trolls calling in and tuning in, and we decided to ignore them, they just all left.
Yeah, but see, that's on the phone. This
yeah.
Is the computer. This is the computer where they live. They're going to be there forever. But if you don't answer them, then they're just going to be talking to themselves, and then they won't have anything to do. But that'll never happen.
Exactly.
People are too stupid.
Sensitive.
And then these people really ain't got no lives because they go and steal people's pictures and then make stupid pictures out of them to make fun of them. That's yeah, how much right? of a life they do not have.
It's so true. No, we only got like 4 traps left to play.
Might as well play them.
Alright, so up next, Die Raven's Mirror.
We be doing murder every day. We be good enough to get away. You don't even know what we can call it. Hit the door until your melon hit the floor and roll away.
How can I stop myself from murdering your neck? Methadone and Prozac only keep me in check. As soon as it's gone, I'm gonna kill. And that was my last refill. God damn it! I drink lithium and I don't even know what it is. Only reason why you diss me is cause you wanna sip. Every time I drink it, I piss out a laser and cut holes in the wall with my dick phaser. I'ma do time, I assume. I bitch smacked the judge right out of his own courtroom. Then I took the bench and sentenced myself. Eternal happiness and good health, motherfucker. I represent the hatchet. I see your eyeball looking at me, I'ma snatch it. And throw it to the garbage can down the hall. And kick you in your ass when you search and crawl for it.
We be doing murder every day. We be good enough to get away. You won't even know what we can call it. Hit the door until your melon hit the floor and roll away. We be doing murder every day.
It's a joke time.
No Jenny Madron trapped about something like this. Only I never really thought about how horrible it really is. Laying in a coffin in a pitch black dark. The only sound being that of my heart is from my life. But I've had no pulse or even breath for days. I remember the crash and after that it's a haze. But I do recall my funeral, them lowering me in. It was about that time when my soul kicked back in. I tried to move my fingers or something. Got nothing but dirt hitting the top from them shoveling. I'm fucked, it's been at least 2 weeks. But I don't keep time, I just lay here motionless in this rotting body of mine. I tried fantasy realms and dreaming my way out. It only leads to mind panicking and torturing thoughts about running and breathing. Will it ever really happen again? Please, God, heaven or hell, just let something begin.
Motherfuckers, I'm out of here.
the nurse guy to bring me my tray. Jumped him from behind and turned his head back with my way. Took all his keys and a crate of methadone. Masturbated on myself and leaped out the window. Then I turned around and went right back inside once I realized I could have grabbed the gang of formaldehyde. Suddenly another fucking guard shot me. I played the whole movie shit soft like,
you got me.
Laid there playing dead, and when he checked my pockets, I jammed my fucking thumb knuckle deep in his eye socket. By now there was guards everywhere. I'm steady cutting heads off, surfing on a wheelchair, and too many bullets finally put me away. But was it the real Violent J?
Most people fear him.
up next, Thy Unveiling. Mwahaha.
Cardinals of Carnage. The Ringmaster. The Riddle Box. The Great Malenko. The Amazing Jekyll Brothers. And the Wraith. Looks like we're all out of time, brother.
Everybody's out of time.
Fuck it. We got to town.
All secrets would now be told.
No more hidden messages.
This is it, y'all.
Time's up.
Everything. We are right here.
No need for the reverse talking. Been told this carnival shit has touched on many lives.
That's right.
People have fucking sworn to us they too can feel it inside. What is it that draws you in? This magic that compels you? We've been waiting 6 fucking Joker cards to finally tell you. The messages and hints were there, although most never picked up on them. We snuck them in subliminally with that wicked shit around us. We mentioned more and more of this on every Joker's card. The bottom line, always the same. You ain't have to look hard. We wickedly kick it, inflict it, you get it, get with it, and then we don't preach it flat out. Cause some ninjas don't wanna get with you. They quick to forget you without the hatchet and get out. So we roll the hatchet, do or die. Now Juggalo standing tall. After all, 6 have risen. The end of time will consume us all. It ain't got nothing to do with us. It ain't psychopathic records. All we're doing is writing shit out to you. We in this together. Who's behind the Dark Carnival? The gatherings and the hatchets? Who's behind Dark Lotus? The circus and everybody at it? Who invented Juggalos and Juggalettes and fucking Fago showers? What about that feeling you get when pumping our shit? Who's behind the Juggalo powers? This ain't no fucking fan club. It ain't about making a buck. Buy our fucking action figures, bitch, I don't give a fuck. It ain't about Violent J or Shaggy the Butterfly or 17. When we speak of Shangri-La, what you think we mean? Truth is we follow God, we've always been behind him. The carnival has got it made.
And we are back.
And I would just like to point out that Andrea girl looks like Hatchet Face from Crybaby.
Oh, look, Godzilla still trending, DARPA still trending, but now there's a new third one, Oregon State Police.
Hatchet Face.
Oregon State Police is Hatchet Face now?
No, Andrea's Hatchet Face, man. What the fuck?
Well, unfortunately, he's not trending at the moment, thank God.
No, but you did post a picture of herself.
Oh, God. Run! But yeah, she does look like Hatchet Face. I will not deny that one.
That's David's woman, though.
Yeah, he's dating Hatchet Face. Now we have a new one up in Singles of Douglas. Jose Carlias.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people fighting with that guy for some reason. Should I say that thing?
Well, probably because of the fact he decided to post up a picture up in the group saying, "Dead Juggalo baby. This is God's way of telling you faggots not to reproduce."
Yeah, but the thing is, man, that whole situation with that chick, man, that was just ridiculous all around. She didn't even give a shit that her kid was dead. She just wanted her free merchandise that they promised her. That should never go.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, to make a picture like that, that's just fucking stupid.
It really is.
say the juggalos don't have lives, man. You people are wasting way too much time hating on juggalos. Go hate on somebody else.
Yeah, go hate on Lil Wayne. Oh, wait, I forgot. You guys love Lil Wayne, don't you?
Yeah, they love Lil Wayne.
Well, they love Lil Wayne so much that they can come kiss him, because I'm about to go drop a Lil Wayne in the toilet.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking gross.
Fine. I'll say I'm about to drop a little gremlin in the toilet.
It's still gross, you dumb shit.
That's not my fault. I'm gonna fucking reproduce the Wayne.
It's all your fault. It's really your kid.
Damn it! Why the fuck didn't I flush him sooner?
You gave birth to that.
Yeah, I gave birth to him out my ass. There goes his brother right now into the toilet. Nicki Minaj following with them.
What the fuck?
Drake.
Yeah. Having sitting there like boom, 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 boom.
Now I'm just waiting for an albino fucking shit to drop, and then I'll be Macklemore.
albino shit. Well, if that happens, you might have problems.
I mean, fucking Macklemore does look like a white piece of shit. So, hey.
But I'm saying, if you're shitting white shit, there's obviously something wrong.
Damn it, Lil Wayne, you stink.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. I said, damn it. Oh, yes, motherfucker.
Every time you say that, your phone cuts out.
Now,
they are down the drain. Where they belong.
And the show is over, and I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye, Drake.
Peace, Wayne.